It is time for the highly anticipated and the very dependable golf tip of the week, FedEx Cup style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the new Shady Rays polarized golf eyewear. And Jim, I want you to tell me who said this, but not yet. Please don't, people don't understand that when I grew up, I was never the most talented. I was never the biggest. I was never the fastest. I certainly was never the strongest. The only thing I had was my work ethic, and that's been what has gotten me this far.
Yeah, and he was that's kind of, he was never good at anything besides golf.
Shucks. Right.
And there's rumors that, you know, there's stories about him with his Stanford teammates playing basketball. He was just awful.
All right.
But he's always been a good guy.
This week's tip of the week is just squeeze.
Just squeeze.
So,
like, squeeze me.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I always talk about how to go through the basic fundamentals of the golf swing to be able to get you set up properly, aligned properly, in your proper grip. Well, one of the things that's often not talked about is grip pressure. And specifically in putting, in having such, how do you get the proper grip pressure on the golf club on your putter to be able to make sure that your body is able to do what your body needs to do through the putting stroke. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out on the putting green, and I want you to get over the ball, and I want you to put a death grip on that putter grip standing over the golf ball.
Try to squeeze it off the shaft.
That's exactly right. And I want you to make a few practice strokes. Then I want you to barely hold on to the golf club. Hold on to it just enough so that you can not have the club fall out of your hands. And see how that feels. And then what I want you to do is I want you to get in between. I want you to not have too tight a grip. I don't want you to have too loose a grip. If you're holding on to it too loosely, the club's going to wobble all over the place. Even with these face balance putters, the club's going to wobble around. If you're holding on to it too tightly, your muscles are going to be so constricted that you're not going to be able to let the putter flow back and through like what you want it to on a putting stroke. So I want you to find the in-between. I don't want too tight. I don't want too light. I want you to be able to hold on to that club so that you can feel no tension from your hands all the way up to your shoulders. I want you to feel no tension so that it allows your hands, arms, and shoulders all to act as one going back and through the putt. That is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. If you've not been over to the store recently, you're missing out on an incredible new variety of styles, including the brand new Talon Elite line, especially designed for fishing. Yes, not just golf, but fishing. Or the Shady Rays Golf Line to help you play your next round better in high def. And over there at the store, remember, if you scratch them, you break them, you lose them, Shady Rays has you covered with an industry-leading satisfaction guarantee. Save 30% off with a bunker special when you go and use the Bunko code, the promo code B2B at Scottsdale or online at ShadyRays.com. Shady Rays, live hard, we got you.